Lisa, EarthCam is partnering with the National Park Service to provide a live view of Pickett's Charge March this afternoon from 2 to 3:30. Tell me how this idea materialized.
This was a real brainchild between our CEO and founder, Brian Curry, and the National Park Service, who have been very helpful in transporting viewers to areas they might never get to. We have had a partnership with the National Park Service for a few years now. We have live streaming cameras on the World Trade Center, September 11th Memorial Museum in New York, Flight 93 in Pennsylvania, Hot Springs, Arkansas, Statue of Liberty, and this is just the latest in what we hope to be a long line of partnerships that bring people around the world to views that they might not get to see live.
The idea for this one is that you already have a live cam, an Earth cam at Gettysburg, but mm-hmm. I presume reenactors are going to set too.
No, it is very exciting. This is something that I've never seen before. So already thousands of people have descended on Gettysburg for the 150th anniversary. They started coming in, I guess, last Friday. And then the famous Pickett's Charge March, when the Confederates attacked and was a real turning point in the Civil War, will be happening on the field in front of the camera. The camera will continue to stay up beyond this particular event, but this is going to be a unique experience for everyone to see history reenacted.
I went to EarthCam's Facebook page, and mm-hmm. there are all sorts of fascinating things to watch all over the world. How does EarthCam make money, aside from giving us all these wonderful trips around the world?
It is a fantastic option to be a tourist very cheaply. We are supported on earthcam.com. Usually it is visitors and convention centers and bureaus that are interested in using the cameras. Sometimes hotels, resorts, zoos have been very popular. And it allows people to be able to see maybe a baby giraffe or a beach that they've heard about and go to these places. So the people who are our clients at that point are, again, local tourism boards that are driving traffic to those areas. And then in addition to that, our main business is actually what you would see on earthcam.net. Those same cameras are used to monitor and document construction projects. So whereas we have the World Trade Center in New York with tourism, the contractors and the Port Authority and owners and developers can utilize those same images. So that is the core business that helps support more of the tourism side that has brings people, everyone from Abbey Road to elephants in Bali.
I went to the Abbey Road camp. And it was amusing to watch traffic sort of hesitate.
Oh, it's amazing because everybody wants to reenact the cover shot of the album. And it's quite a busy residential area if you watch it. And then some people dress up in costume, and it looks to be pretty chaotic around there, but it's never boring, that's for sure.
That is very cool. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Thanks for your interest.